The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and I have to tell you, it has been more than a minute since we've had this young lady in, and a lot has happened in your life. It's Francesca Battistelli.
Hey, hey, it has been a minute.
I'm trying to remember the last time we talked how many kids you had.
It's exactly where my mind went, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Three or four?
Wow.
Probably.
Holy cow. A lot more's happened in your life than I thought. That is crazy.
I know.
Well, this is great because we got Franny in, and she's an amazing artist, obviously responsible for a bunch of my favorite songs. You might know her as Franny from the Block, kind of like J-Lo. You should have used that. That would have been really
great. That's a good one. I should have.
But now you can add actor to her resume. You're going to be in the new God's Not Dead movie, We the People, and I'm dying to find out how that came about. Okay, so what happened? How did you get into a movie?
I still don't know. We started filming like January 17th, and I think they called me January 1st and said, hey, we think you're perfect for this role. Can you be in Oklahoma in 2.5
Okay,
weeks?
Now what made them think you were perfect? Had you ever acted before? Had you, like...
Well, that's the thing. I have, but not a ton of film and nothing that they knew about. So they were taking a risk. I was like, what if I'm terrible? But, you know, I think I did okay. I had a tiny role in the film Woodlawn. My buddies did that film.
I was supposed to be in that movie.
Were you really?
I was, and I couldn't get... I was traveling, and I couldn't... Mine was a tinier role than yours. For sure.
That's funny.
But yeah, so I missed that. I missed out on being
how
in that. I was so bummed.
See, we could have been in a movie together.
Co-stars.
Co-stars.
Like, how great would that have been?
Co-starring Franny and Wally.
Well, Wally and Franny.
Yeah, one of the two.
Could go either way. So you're in this movie. They say, okay, we want you to be in God's Not Dead, We the People.
Yes.
And I would assume you jump at it because it's fun. It's a different animal.
Yeah.
But is it that much different from what you do, like shooting music videos? Was it harder?
I mean, that gave me a little frame of reference, but it's way different.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely a stretching experience. Like, I don't know how to do this. I hope I do a good job. And this really forced me to go, okay, Lord, please don't let me mess up.
Okay, now, was the character you were playing, was the character similar to any part of your life at all? So you could at least draw on that to make it easier?
Totally. When we first got the script, my husband was like, you're not going to have to act. Like, she's a homeschooling mom. She only has two kids.
Who tells me how to do everything.
And, you know, she really cares about freedom and standing up for her right to educate her kids the way that she sees fit. And that's really what the film centers around, is this idea that that's being challenged and how she reacts to that and how the other characters react to that.
So now you're in a very small group of Christian artists who have acted in a movie. You've got Joel Smallbone. You've got Michael W. Smith. You have myself. I mean, I don't want to really talk about who brought this up. Gavin, did you bring this up? I can only imagine.
Talk about it. Oh, yeah.
Not important. So do you want to do more of this? Like, did it stir something in you? Were you like, you know what, that was really fun. It's a different skill set.
Totally. I loved it. It was so much fun.
I want to do something with you here in 10 minutes. It's the Christian movie game, okay? Because
okay.
If you're going to in the Christian movie industry, you got to know from whence it came. And
it's true.
You have to be well-versed, and this will help you. And we'll do that with Francesca Battistelli here on The Wally Show in 10 minutes. And don't forget, if you ever miss any part of our conversations, you can check it out by texting the word Franny, F-R-A-N-N-Y. It's her nickname, Franny, to 91979. You'll get the whole story as we're talking about God's Not Dead, We the People in theaters October 4th, 5th, and 6th for a three-night nationwide Fathom Events thing, and you can get the tickets at godsnotdead.com.
Joy comes, tears fall, but I'm learning there's beauty in it all. It's not hard to find it, you just have to look. Oh, God is good.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We got Francesca Battistelli with us. Now, we used to say artist Francesca Battistelli, responsible for some of my favorite songs. And now we have to say actress or actor. I'm not sure. Are you well into the industry enough as an actor that you don't say actress anymore?
Probably not. I
okay.
don't know.
Yeah, I think you have to have like an Emmy to be an actor if you're a lady.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll go with actress. So she's in the movie God's Not Dead, We the People. I think it's important. If you're going to be in this new world, you have to know about the industry, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you five questions about Christian movies.
Oh, gosh.
And hopefully you will know these, okay? So here we go. Question number one, never leave your partner behind is the slogan for what Kirk Cameron Christian movie?
Fireproof?
Fireproof is right. Yes. Nicely done. And did you know never leave your partner behind is not even a slogan? The Army says never leave a man behind.
That's funny.
Yeah, and so they just were like, never leave your partner behind? Okay.
It works, sure.
Not really. That was one I thought they were pushing it. Okay, here we go. Question number two. If I used synonyms, okay, for this next movie, what would I is the movie that I would be describing?
Okay.
Battle Closet.
War Room.
War Room. Nicely done. See, you should be in this business.
I want to make a movie called Battle Closet now.
I think it would be great. You should do that. Starring Francesca Battle Closet Stelly. It works.
Yes.
I still believe it's the true story of this artist's life even before he got giant muscles and tattoos.
Jeremy Camp.
You didn't even hesitate. Oh, you were born for this. Okay. Which of the two brothers from For King and Country traded in their Australian accent for an American accent in the movie Priceless?
Joel.
Joel Smallbone.
Yes.
Absolutely right. Yeah, Luke was the behind the scenes guy.
That's right.
Joel was the face. That's got to be frustrating if you're Luke. but for Joel, he's got the look.
He lives for that.
Yeah, he does actually. I've never seen that guy not wear a coat, like a dramatic coat somewhere. He has a dramatic coat everywhere he goes. I love him.
That's true.
And finally, in addition to being in the movie I Can Only Imagine for about 3.4 seconds, what other distinction do I hold with that film? Is it A, I was the only DJ in the movie, B, I shared a trailer with Dennis Quaid, or C, I have the last words of the movie?
Oh, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Probably because you were so riveted by the performance.
Riveted by... Do you have the last words? No. Yes?
Yes, I have the last words! Nicely done!
Thank you. Thank
I got
you
to
much,
close Lynn. Out I Can Only Imagine.
What were the last famous words that I just momentarily left my brain?
That is a fantastic question. I believe it was, my line was something about we're not a religious station and we're not religious by far, but believe it or not, this is a Christian song, and here you go, it's I Can Only Imagine.
Okay, look at
something
that.
Something to that effect. Yeah, I delivered it better.
Well,
there.
You know,
so nicely done. You clean swept that.
Thank you very much.
Which means we get to move on to the next round of this, which means you are going to get to play a song.
No.
I didn't tell you that. If you had failed, I was not going to let you play your song. But
go.
You did so well, we're going to have you do your song, God is Good. And we're going to have you do it live, which I really love. We haven't done this with anyone in a while.
Ooh, I'm
so
excited.
This will feel really good. We'll do that in 10 on The Wally Show with Francesca Battistelli. And don't forget, if you miss any of our conversation, you can always see it, and all you got to do is text the word Franny, F-R-A-N-N-Y, not Granny. We've had people texting Granny because of the autocorrect. So Franny to 91979. And don't forget, God's Not Dead, We the People is going to be in theaters October 4th, 5th, and 6th for a three-night nationwide Fathom event. Uplifting Way of Him. This is the Wally Show, and we have Francesca Battistelli live in studio with us, and she's getting ready to do something that she's really, really great at. Core competency, some would say, and that is sing, but it's not the only thing she does. She's also in the movie God's Not Dead, We the People as an actress, but that wasn't enough for you. Apparently, it's like, oh, I've got to have my song in there, too. So you have your song, God is Good, and that's in the movie as well. Now, how did this come about? Did they go, oh, we like that song, let's use the song and put Franny in the movie, or did they have Franny in the movie and they're like, oh, well, you write songs too. Y'all got anything good for the movie?
It was basically that. So we get through most of filming and no one said anything to me about a song, which I'm fine with, but I was like, I wonder what they think about that. And then like one of the last days of filming, the director was like, hey, how do you feel about maybe like writing a song for this scene? And he explained the type of song he was looking for. It was like very specific. And I said, I honestly think I might have something that I at least want you to listen to. So I wrote the song, recorded it, mixed, mastered, like it was ready to go for the last album. And when it came down to it, I felt like it didn't fit and it wasn't supposed to go on that record and we were supposed to save it. And it was one of those hard decisions of like, but I love this song. I don't want to wait, you know? We wrote it for a friend who had lost his wife and just gone through something really difficult and really wanted to uplift him and just remind him and us that when, you know, no matter what we go through, God is good. And so I had just been sitting on the song for like 3 or 4 years. And so I played it for our director, Vance, and he was like, Brady, this song's perfect. You know, it's exactly what it needs to be. And I really had no expectations that he would actually use it, but it's in the film. It's the little montage scene. There's like 2 minutes of the song in the film. And
oh, cool. So it's actually in the film, not in the credits.
Yeah, it's actually in the film.
That's how you know you made it.
That's right. And so I wanted it to be the first, you know, song kind of for this new season anyway. So the timing just worked out so perfectly. And when God does those things.
The song is called God is Good. It's in the movie God's Not Dead, We the People. And this is a little bit of pressure because you are performing this live now. You have not performed this song yet live, correct? With your guitarist?
That's right. This is going to be our first time.
All right. No pressure here, bro. But don't mess her up. Because
it's
she's...
It's all on you, Toby.
Yeah, Toby. This don't make this go south because she's responsible for one of my favorite moments on this show when you were singing He Is Here with your daughter in your lap and she was like cooing and stuff. Like,
yes.
It was like magic, okay?
I know, it's so sweet.
We don't have anything to sit on your lap, so you're just going to have to knock this out.
I mean, there's a baby in here. But
not
yeah.
Again?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, did you seriously not know that?
No, I didn't. Now I got to stand up and look. No, I didn't know. And certainly, even if I knew, I wouldn't have said anything.
Well, good. That's good.
I'm not stupid.
That was good.
Been to that rodeo before. All right, so here we go. This is congratulations.
Thank you.
Francesca Battistelli, live version of God is Good. Did you know that mental health conditions affect 1 out of 4 people at some point in their lives, and a significant portion of them never receive treatment?
Mental health is so important. I mean, it affects how we think, feel, and act.
Right now, you can make a positive impact on the mental health of others by getting your Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program offered through Colorado Christian University's College of Adult and Graduate Studies. And now you can choose between 2 new emphasis options in marriage and family therapy or substance use disorders.
A distinguishing feature of the CCU's 3 graduate counseling degree options master's degree in counseling program is the Christian framework that encompasses every aspect of the curriculum.
As a master's degree in counseling student, you'll be given the unique opportunity to integrate Christian faith and sound counseling principles.
To find out more about the Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program, go to ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
It's true that many of us are busy and the day can get away from us, so it's no wonder that a new poll found almost half of Americans currently have unread text messages they're ignoring on their phone.
Oh, absolutely. This is the one, you know how you get the bubble that says you don't have something updated or you have messages
yes.
on all your apps? I don't care about it on any of them except that one. But I have one that is outstanding that I have not read because I work like down my phone basically and I try to knock things off and there's one somewhere way back that I haven't gone and found yet. So you keep going. I'm going to go see if I can find out who it's to.
Oh my goodness. Well, it turns out that we may be ignoring a lot of information. According to this study, the average person has 47 unread texts.
Found my one.
Okay, so you have one.
I have one, yeah. So I'm doing all right.
Okay, so 47, that's a lot. And you might think this makes sense if they're spam texts, like you're getting them from companies.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you would ignore it. But it turns out most of those ignored messages are from family and friends.
Oh, really?
Which I could see this happening like in a group text. Do you know when that starts happening? I mean, texts start piling up after. And all of a sudden you're in the 50s and you don't know what happened. So I can get that to a degree.
Here's my strategy, though. Like, what I do is if it's something I don't want to deal with, I leave it and I don't address it. And then I let it go for a couple weeks. And if I haven't heard anything back from them, then I just delete it. And, like, I figure, okay, we're good now. Like, they forgot, I forgot, everything's cool. And so I had one on my phone for about 4 months from somebody that wanted to be on the show. And I couldn't have them on the show.
Oh,
and,
so you're ignoring
and
them.
And I did, yeah. And I feel really bad about it. And I should probably let them know, hey, this is what happened.
After 4 months, yeah.
The one that I have outstanding is from Mr. Enclosure for screened-in porches I was looking at.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a spam.
No, because I had wanted to talk to them, but then I changed my thing. And I was like, I can't do this. It's too expensive.
Oh.
And so then I ghosted them.
Ooh.
And they reached. I know, I feel bad. Let me see who I'm ghosting. It's Mr. Enclosure. Some lady from there. I feel bad. I'll get her back. Now the blue dot's gone. I'm fine.
out of sight, out of mind.
That's exactly it. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize here on the show. A little game we call the 5 Second Game. But first, you got to find out who you're taking on. Is it going to be myself or Betty Rock? Because we both panic under pressure. And I used to always just make fun of Betty for that. And then it turns out, hey, I do it too. Who's a massive hypocrite? This guy. And so what we do is Gavin gives us a category. And we have 5 seconds to name 3 things inside of this category. If we cannot do it, then we do not get a point. But if we do, we get a point. And whoever gets most points wins, and that's who takes you on. So, Gavin, what is your first category and who is it for?
Okay, so this is going to be for you, Wally.
Oh, okay, I'm starting off.
I'll let you go first.
Thank you.
I want you to name 3 fashion brands.
3 fashion brands, okay. Guess, Dolce & Gabbana and Louis Vuitton.
Oh! Got it in there at the end.
Whew, thank you very much.
You actually, like, that was one of the ones I wrote down where I was like, Wally might get this really fast, but
yeah.
You kind of almost didn't get it.
I panicked for a minute. Actually, I had to do that to save some decency or some amount of my manhood. Like, I don't know. Maybe Gucci? Who
Louis
knows?
Louis Vuitton, I guess.
Yeah. Louis Vuitton, I think that's it. Betty Rock.
Okay, so Betty named 3 types of cheese.
American, Swiss, and cheddar.
Ah!
Okay.
Woo! I would have also accepted Gavin's sense of humor.
Oh,
that's me.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah. Okay, so we're all tied up.
That's funny. Okay, Wally, back to you.
Yes.
I want you to name 3 green vegetables.
Broccoli, spinach, asparagus. And I'll only name 3 because Betty Rock
gets
mad.
Thank you.
That's gross.
Again, the reason I named 4 is because I'm not always sure of my answer. So if I name
3, but that one's obvious.
Right. Yeah. I crushed that. Okay, so all tied up, Betty Rock.
I know. I'm not 100% sure if I know you'll crush this one or not.
Oh, great.
Can you name 3 Disney princesses?
Oh. Belle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jasmine.
Oh, wow.
Jasmine and.
Oh, wow. Going to Disneyland next week. I'm gonna tell them what happened here that you could not name them.
Jeez.
You could have gone with
Cinderella.
Cinderella, yes.
Snow
Pocahontas.
White. Yeah, there's so many.
I had them.
Elsa, Anna.
Yeah.
So many.
Okay.
The girl from
it.
Brave. What was her name again?
Meredith.
You 2 grown men talk about Disney princesses. Go ahead.
I went to Disney on Ice last night. So
that's so great. All right. So now you're going to be taking me on in our round, 855-33-WAY-FM. And as you can see, all the synapses are firing in my melon today. So good luck to you.
Synapsis?
Synapses. It's the connection that makes all of your brain work.
Okay, sure.
855. It is. Look it up. 855-33-WAY-FM. You're taking me on if you want a prize. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Lori, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, we're going to play the five-second game. You have to take me on since I beat Betty Rock. And now you've got your work cut out for you today because I am firing on all cylinders, Lori. The way this is going to work is Gavin is going to give us a category. You and I are going to take turns. We're going to ping-pong back and forth naming items in this category until either we cannot do so any longer or we repeat one that's already been said. Are you good with those rules?
Yeah.
All right. If you can beat me, you win a prize.
Bring it on.
Gavin, we're going to let you go first, Lori, too. I appreciate your moxie there and your spunk. So, Gavin, Lori is first. What is our category?
All right. This is different types of hairstyles.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested to see how you do on this one.
Okay. I'm a big fan of this. All right, Lori, let's start with you.
The flow?
Beehive.
Bob cut.
Pompadour.
You get like Dorothy Hamill? I don't know.
Dorothy Hamill? I'll give you that. That was.
Everybody knows who Dorothy Hamill is.
Yeah, because I would have said that too. So if you're going to accept that, if I'm going to accept that from you, then I'm going to get you to accept the Justin Bieber for me where that one did that swoosh in the front.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So there you go.
All right. Buzz cut.
Oh, good. Flat top.
Mohawk.
Nice. Now we're getting into it, girl. High fade.
what is the other one called?
Bowl cut. Oh, very good. You just pulled that one out. A page boy cut.
Oh my gosh.
But I think that might have been my last one.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wait, I got the most obvious one. You're going to be kicking yourself.
You're breaking your concentration.
If you don't get it, you're going to kick yourself.
Dreadlocks.
What?
Dreadlocks.
Oh, you got it. How has no one said mullet yet?
Oh, that's what I was trying to think of.
All right, one more.
What do you call a bald haircut? Same, completely same.
A bald haircut. You know what? I'll give you that. You're going out on a limb there. A bald haircut. Bald is beautiful.
There you go.
My goodness. You got me with the bald thing. I'm not even sure how I feel about that now. But Lori, you won today. Nicely done.
Oh, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I was gone for a couple days because I was on the set of The Chosen, and if you are a fan of The Chosen, you know how great that TV series is. It's an internet series, like it's not even on Netflix or whatever, but you can watch it, stream it free, and here's what I love the best. I even told the director of this, I said, I have to thank you. I went to your website, and I said, hey, I want to watch an episode of this, because I'm late to The Chosen party, and I clicked watch. And you didn't ask for any information. You just let me watch it.
Like, just sign up with your email or come up with a password.
Yeah. Like, set up an account and you can watch this. He's like, no, we want people to have it. And it's free. I'm like, I love you. We always talk about what Jesus would have done. That's what Jesus would have done. He wouldn't have had you have an account with him.
Okay.
Sorry.
We might be a bit going overboard.
I digress. But I was very passionate about that. And so I was very thankful. But it was crazy. I was out in Utah in Ogden, Utah, and there is a whole set that looks like Jerusalem that I was on. It's amazing.
I saw the pictures that you posted on our Facebook page and our Instagram, and you can see them too if you follow Wally Show, but it looked like you were transported back in time.
Absolutely, and it's really
weird.
Cool. Like, they're doing a Christmas special. That's kind of why I went out there, but again, I was learning about the series, because full disclosure, and I told everybody that I dealt with on this, I was late to the party because I'm really skeptical of Christian entertainment because it's not always done well, and this is done so well because they take the stories of biblical characters, and there's a lot we don't know about them. You know, you read the Gospels and you know these set of stories, so they don't deviate from any of the truth of Scripture, but then they look at what was plausible within the characters and their interactions and what could have been based on what they know about them, and it's fascinating. It took them from being characters that I read about to being real people with real lives, and it altered the way that I think about the Bible. It's so well done.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're doing a Christmas special, and I'm looking forward to that. And so I got to be out there, and I can't imagine like all of this music that they're going to do in the backdrop of a place that looks like Jerusalem. That's going to be pretty cool, you know? So I sat there with them. And
did you try to get on the set?
Oh, I was on the set. Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you try and get on film?
No, I didn't.
I'm surprised.
I wasn't dressed right. They had a color scheme going, and I wasn't into it. But I probably could have slid in there as an extra, grab a little rug and wrap it around me. You know, I could have made it, I think.
You'd be the only one out there with glasses on.
Yes. Wow. But it was cool, man. It's like what was really neat, though, the director of it, I sat down with him to do an interview with him, and he's the creator of it. And I go, man, I got to tell you, I love what you did. And again, full disclosure, late to the party, explain everything to him. I said, I'm really excited to be here talking to you. And he goes, I'm fangirling over you. I'm like, wait, what? Ooh. He goes, I know, right? He goes, because you did a rap and movie review back in the day that someone sent me, and it was of his other movie, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. And I loved that movie, but it tanked at the box office. And it was fascinating. He's like, that made me almost quit film entirely.
Oh, wow.
It was such a pivotal thing for me. And he's like, and then I'm seeing this rap and movie review. He says, I've watched it 100 times because it made me feel better about one of the worst moments in my life. And then he turns around and does this whole Chosen series. And it's fantastic. I highly recommend checking it out and seeing. And we'll have more on it in the coming days with some of the artists I talk to and as we get closer to Christmas. But again, it's worth checking out. It's called The Chosen.
It's today's Music Insider, or TMI, with Gavin.
So Cracker Barrel recently launched a new program called Carrot Forward.
Okay, kind of like Pay It Forward,
yes.
Like you do in a coffee line or our drive-through difference that we do.
Carrot Forward. I thought you said carrot.
Like one word.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to even make fun of you for that because it is Cracker Barrel and like the country.
Yeah. I didn't know what carrots had to do with anything, but okay, got it.
Yeah, so the main idea is the same as a Pay It Forward where you're just trying to do something nice for somebody without expecting anything in return, and they're partnering with a lot of artists to achieve this, and one of those artists is our very own Torrin Wells.
No way! Get out of here! I always wonder how these things happen. Like, is someone at Cracker Barrel higher up a big fan of Torrin Wells and like, oh, we gotta ask Torrin about this, or do they just see him in there every Sunday?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, Torrin, would you do us a solid here, buddy?
So he was challenged to do this, and what he did was his Carrot Forward was he performed for a couple that was getting engaged in front of a Cracker Barrel. Great place to get engaged, by the way.
Yeah.
I would not really.
Seriously do that.
I mean, no.
See, this is what I love about you, Rock. The guy that sweeps you off your feet has got the easiest life ahead of him. Propose at a Cracker Barrel, done. And she's happy.
That's awesome. And his challenge was to perform for them. And then he actually presented his challenge to Carrot Forward to the newly engaged couple.
Marriage is about serving one another.
I'm sorry, real quick. Did anybody else just hear marriage?
Oh. Marriage is what we are here for today.
That's all I could hear. I know, but that's how he said it.
Marriage.
Oh, we'll go to the serious thing here. I'm sorry, I can't. I just hear marriage.
Marriage is about serving one another. So every day that you wake up, make the decision. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you.
There you go. So a little challenge.
Yeah.
Great advice, too, actually. So they want to start this as a new kind of trend, right?
Yeah. So it's just like stuff. And I think they're trying to get things to happen at Cracker Barrel, you know, as sort of a marketing ploy. But it's a way to put more care into the world. It's their way of showing love to all of us.
There you go. And I love their hash brown casserole. So if I could carry it forward with that, that would be fantastic.
Amen.
Well, that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to WayFM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready,
I'm ready!
Talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
So there was this lady named Jackie who was injured in the Boston Marathon bombing. That was 2013, Rock.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? It was that long ago, but it doesn't seem like that to me. She spent 3 weeks at Tufts Medical Center in Boston recovering, and one of the nurses who had treated her while she was there was in the trauma unit. Her name was Nicole. So Jackie and her fiancé at the time, Paul, were at the finish line, and they were attending as spectators to cheer on a friend running in the race. The bomb goes off. He loses his right leg. Ooh. She suffers second and third degree burns and shrapnel injuries. Hmm. And so they have a lot of healing to do physically and mentally after that. But 8 years later, after the bombing, Jackie and Paul actually have their first child.
Oh!
And so they were determined to go back to the same hospital where they had received such great care.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So again, reclaiming something that was a negative in their lives.
Turning it into a positive.
Exactly.
I like
and
that.
Here's what's cool. They run into the same nurse now who used to be in trauma, who took care of her, this lady named Nicole. She now is in the maternity ward, and all of a sudden it's like, hey! And so Jackie said, you know, having her there was such a relief. Having Nicole again and having her understand my past was extremely comforting as I'm going through this new phase in her life.
That is so awesome.
One of those full circle moment kind of things.
Yeah.
And I think what I, again, perspective, we're talking about turning a negative into a positive. I really like her just general life perspective, because you could easily see how someone could jump to the conclusion of this world is evil. Why would I bring a child into this world when you've, you know, suffered at the hands of terror and evil, you know? Mm. And so it's cool because that wasn't their take on this. Her and her husband, Paul, says it gives us a new purpose in life. Now all we can talk about is her and not ourselves or our injuries anymore.
Aww.
So again, once again, something is reclaimed. And I think the lesson for all of us is the perspective. Because the bad things happen and they don't go away, but it's how you choose to perceive them, how you choose to deal with them and move on through them.
And redeem them.
Exactly. It's what's really important. So I think that's a great story, and that's why I wanted to share that with you today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there is a new movie coming out called American Underdog, and it is the Kurt Warner story. Now, that's a football movie.
Yes.
And Gavin, you are a big sports fan.
Yeah, and Kurt Warner was like a really cool player. He didn't play for my team or anything, but I didn't really know anything about his personal story until I saw the trailer for this movie.
Yeah, and it's going to be a Christmas Day release. The Irwin brothers did it. They're the people that did I Can Only Imagine. So it's like, that's a big deal. Getting a Christmas release from Lionsgate is awesome. Like, this will be really cool. I go see a movie every Christmas Day, and so I'll be going to see this one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's something we started years ago, and I always was like, why do people do this? And then I did it. I'm like, oh, I actually really like that. So it's a big deal for them. Here's a little bit of the story, and maybe you hear this and go, oh, I didn't know this stuff either, and it kind of inspires you.
I was meant for something. Something more.
You think you could be that guy?
Yeah, I do.
What are you doing here?
I wasn't ready for it, but I am now. I know who I am, and I know why I'm here. If you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
There's something special about you, son.
Destiny. Go on, set the underdogs.
Yes.
You want to prove that?
Yes.
Why is he always talking like this?
Because that's what you do in a football film, and you're intense. And I'm all like, let's do this. Let's go take on anything today. And I love that. It's got Zachary Levi. He was the guy in The Flash. Or not The Flash.
Shazam.
Shazam.
Yeah.
And so he's in it, which is really cool. I'm in it for a second. Whatever. I mean, you won't see my face.
Oh, my gosh. How do we always get back to this?
I don't know. I don't know how I keep getting in these things.
That's the reason.
Oh, is it me? I thought, no, Gavin brought this up.
I didn't bring it up. No.
You sure? It sounded like you did. And so, yeah, I got like a small sportscaster part in this.
That's so funny.
Where you don't see my face.
You're not a sporty guy.
But I started off in sports radio.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I
well,
did.
Well, so did I. So it's not saying much.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. And we both ended in the same place. We failed together. So, yeah, if you want to check it out, it's coming out in December. This was really cool because they did the trailer release on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that's
and
so cool.
They had Kurt Warner and Zachary Levi there together kind of talking about it, and then they played the trailer. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the Irwins, and a super cool movie. I can't wait to see it. I saw the stuff before they had all the crowds added in and the stuff, and it looks like it's going to be a really good movie. So, again, it's American Underdog, and it's going to be out Christmas Day. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And every week we have Pastor Chad come in. He is in charge of our prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can get prayer and be notified that people are praying for you. Or you can be one of the people praying for people. It's a pretty cool thing. You should check it out, wayfm.com. And so what's going on the prayer wall there, Chad?
Yeah, Wally, we had this week a lady wrote in about her daughter. And she says this, my 14-year-old daughter has faced bullying over the past few years. And the most intense situation just happened this past fall. So as a result of all this, she's renounced her belief in God. And I recently learned that she's been dabbling in witchcraft.
Oh, wow. That got heavy.
Yeah. And so I look at this and it seems just about right. There are some traumas in our life that either encourage our faith or they cause us to turn back to God. And for a 14-year-old, that's... bullying is very traumatic.
Yeah, I hate to see that, man. And as a parent, you know, when your kid gets picked on, you lose your ever loving, you know, and I've been in that situation before, you know, and it's hard and you just want it to be okay. And then when you see it affect them so deeply that they start questioning their faith, that's so, so hard.
For sure. I mean, last night I was at a football game with my kids. I'm like, who's that kid? Who's that kid? I want to know the names of these people if I got to...
regulate that.
Yeah, right?
in a pastoral way.
More of in a confrontation, not a physical way, right?
Sure, okay.
We all need to be civil. But no, I mean, in any of our lives, when we're pressed in some sort of trauma or a crucible, it does something to our faith. And for a 14-year-old, what I realize is that it announces maybe our wrong view of God. And for a 14-year-old, they don't have a lot of historical data to pull from. And so we just need to be cautious of that. As a parent, are we asking some good questions to ask about their faith in the midst of other traumas? It may not be the initial trauma between them and God, but are we pointing it to God and asking questions like, how does this make you feel about God? Or do you feel cared or protected by God?
Right. And then you kind of have to fill in those gaps for them about, and it's hard to fill in the gaps of God being good when their world doesn't feel good.
For
you know,
sure.
And how does God let this happen? And, you know, it's hard. And why do the evil prosper, you know?
And not just for a 14-year-old, but for all of us. True. Are we asking ourselves right questions and pointing ourselves to the truth? But having people in our lives who are going to point us to the truth, because this, when trauma happens, is a great time for us to believe lies about ourselves, about God,
sure.
and about the situation.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. Like, what is a situation you've been in? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, where you were in this situation, and maybe somebody shared with you some truth that helped you have a different perspective on it that you didn't have kind of while you were right in the middle of it. And that's kind of why we're here with each other. And so the thing that you share today might be just the thing that somebody's dealing with and needs to hear now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. We're talking about those traumas that you've experienced in life. And what did somebody say to you that maybe helped you have a different perspective on it?
So mine was actually very recently. My sister is my most spiritual person in my life. I call her every day. And it was actually towards her daughter. Her daughter was being bullied at school. It actually got physical. So there was a fight. And of course, being the aunt, I was like, where does this mom live?
I get you. I 100% get you.
And my sister, the mother of her, brought me down to earth and said, you know, this is a lesson for Abby to know that evil is everywhere, even at this age. And they spent that night praying for that little girl and her family.
Oof.
Because... my sister just put it in a thing as
this is an experience for you, but think about what she's going through. For her to just feel like she has no other option but to get physical with somebody over nothing.
You hit it right on the head, Leslie, because in our family, we've actually been dealing with what you're just talking about right there and talking to our kids a little bit about sometimes people are looking for attention, even negative attention is what they're looking for. And so what is the problem in their life? And we don't know it and we may not be able to fix it, but can we pray for this person that they would find Jesus in the midst of where they are, that they would find encouragement? And let's not try to make it worse, but let's hopefully make it better by praying for them.
So what's yours?
We went through a lot of loss and everything in our almost 8-year marriage so far. We've actually lost 11 babies. We had 11 miscarriages. There were early miscarriages, but it was still extremely hard.
Sure.
And it was something that I was depressed about for quite a while. And it was about this past week or so, our preacher had actually shared to ask God instead of why, ask him, what are you up to?
Oh, that's interesting.
And trying to find the reason behind what's going on and what he's working towards and everything.
In essence, you're also praying for wisdom, you know, in those moments, instead of just the crying out to God and lament and grief, you're like, hey, God, give me your wisdom. Because he promises to give us peace. He promises to give us wisdom when we lack understanding. And so that's a great perspective to say, God, I don't understand what you're doing right now. Help me get it. You know, I want to, and I don't want to feel this way, so help me.
I know, Wally, too, you're thinking of this verse when you're saying that, Isaiah 42:16.
Yes, that was it. It's like you're reading my mind.
Right?
It's like you're in here, Chad.
God says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn their darkness into light before them.
Before them, yes.
Yep,
that was it. See? Yeah, me and Chad, same wavelength over here. And Amanda, I appreciate you sharing that. What was the verse again? I don't want to take all the credit.
Isaiah 42:16.
That's right, for people.
How could you even take the credit? You didn't write the book. Crazy
He's
pills.
Taking a little credit for the Bible here.
Oh,
you've heard it all.
Goodness.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It is Friday, so we are in the time machine yet again for Flashback Friday. But today we got Rick with us. Now, I say Rick like that because Rick is the name that I use for people that frustrate me in life. I have generic names, like Jenkins is someone that works in accounting, and Rick is like, Rick. But today, Rick is going to redeem that name for me. How are you today, good sir?
I'm doing good, Wally. And I got to say, it's an honor and a privilege, and I mean that unsarcastically. And we love you in Louisville, Kentucky, man.
Well, dude, why did I ever have a problem with Rick's? I don't know. Rick's amazing.
No. Rick, you don't understand, because Wally's ego is going to get so big, he can't even fit through the door.
Well, we'll have to humble him, won't we?
Well, you're not helping.
I guess not.
All right. So, Rick, what is the song you want to hear on the time machine today on Flashback Friday?
I want to hear Forgiven by Sanctus Real.
Betty Rock, Forgiven. I love this song. It doesn't seem that old. What year do I got to set the time machine to?
2010. So
no.
11 years ago.
That's amazing.
I know. And here's what's even more amazing. In 2010, did you know that the hot social media app, Instagram, was born in 2010. So that means we didn't have Instagram until 11 years ago.
How did we live?
I don't know.
How did we live without pictures of people's food?
Right?
You know?
Filtered pictures of people's
food. Well, this is a great song in a great year. So what is it about the song Forgiven that makes you want to hear it today, Rick?
You know, Wally, I went through a real rough stretch in life. You know, I had a gambling addiction and really did a life of deception. And when I came to Christ, I brought that with me, and it took a while for me to really understand grace. And this song is just, it's like they wrote it just following my life, because the devil does remind me a lot. And one of our former pastors, Dave Stone, once said, when Satan reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future.
Oh, that's good.
Men really struggle with guilt from things in the past, and it still comes up and bites me every once in a while. And I have to say to my wife, you have helped me so much through this. I'm on marriage number 2, Wally, and she is the bomb. I love you, honey, and thank you so much. You're the best earthly gift God has given me.
That's really touching, and it makes it sound like our time machine's going to crash. Honey, I love you. Should something go wrong, just know I love you, girl. This is a great song and a great reminder for everybody that you are forgiven. We all are forgiven. It's Sanctus Rio back to 2010 for Rick on his Flashback Friday.
Oh, thank you.
Well, the past is playing with my head. Failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Do either of you guys have terrible drive-thru experiences?
I was held hostage at Panda Express.
I was held hostage.
That was such a fast answer.
I'm not being overly dramatic either. I know I have a flair for the dramatic, but I was in a Panda Express in Spring Hill, their drive-thru, for over 25 minutes one day, trapped in there, and to the point I rolled down my window and was telling people, don't come in here! Do not come in here! I've been here for 25 minutes! And then the voice on the speaker goes, sir, I can hear you. I said, good! I'm held hostage! I literally was calling their corporate offices, but I'm literally calling them to tell them I'm being held hostage.
What if they were trying so hard, maybe someone had gotten sick, and no one showed up for their shift, and this girl is trying so hard, and you're over there yelling at customers to not come.
30 minutes in a drive-thru, unacceptable. At that point, you come out of your window, and you go, look, guys, we're shorthanded. I can't get this. We're not going to have this for you. You know, you want to get out because you can't get out. Like, let me out.
Yeah, when there's like a barrier in between you and you can't just hop a 2-foot curb or something.
Yeah, and I would have hopped it with my truck, but then my daughter was like mortified. So, yeah, okay, anyway, that, you know what? That was my story.
Okay.
Woo. All right.
According to a new study, though, fast food drive-thrus are kind of becoming the new Bermuda Triangle.
Yes! Yes, they are!
People are getting stuck, lost in there, because according to this new study, over the course of this last year, drive-through wait time has actually increased by about 50 seconds.
Yeah, and so now, more than that. Five minutes.
Apparently, the average time that people spend in a drive-through in a fast food restaurant is about 6.5 minutes. Oh. Now, you know, Panda Express maybe was a little longer.
About five times longer. So,
I bet he was only there for 6 minutes.
No, I wasn't. I timed it.
You said so dramatic. I timed it.
I did, because it was unbelievable.
Oh, my
gosh. I have noticed that. Now, here's the deal. Like, when the pandemic started, I was like, okay, a lot of grace, you know, because thank God for being open. You guys are the best. Teenagers coming to work.
Right.
I was big
fans. We commend you.
Absolutely. I was like, you're frontline heroes, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. And then as time got on and we got a little bit more back to normal, it is frustrating because now you can go in. Before, it was your only option, so you knew you were going to wait.
Yeah.
Now you're like, seriously, why is this taking so much longer to get through this thing? So.
And then you have customers like Wally saying, I'm being held hostage!
I was held hostage. I was held against my will. Look up the definition, and that's what was happening.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining.
here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
It's that time of year again. The Hallmark Channel announced the lineup of their 12th annual Countdown to Christmas.
Oh, is it all their movies? Or,
yes.
I'm sorry, let me clarify. Their movie. Because Hallmark Channel is one Christmas movie.
And it's great.
And it's just repeated in different with different people time and time again.
That's very true. They have 41 films that are kicking off October 22nd, which is even before Halloween.
Oh, that feels early. That feels way early.
October 22nd, yeah. So 41 films are in store this year for fans all over. The first being, quote, You, Me, and the Christmas Trees.
Aww,
oh, boy.
I
bet you can guess the plot.
It's so cute.
Oh, I know the plot. Like,
Do you want me to tell you?
Go ahead, but I know what it'll be.
Olivia.
Yeah, of course.
She's the resident expert on evergreens. Of course, that's her living.
She has a tree farm in her family.
Yeah, it's fine. Agrees to help Jack. He's a fourth generation Christmas tree farmer.
See, I knew there'd be a farmer.
Jack.
He's dealing with a mysterious illness that is killing all of his fir trees.
It's the COVID of trees.
No. So Olivia, thankfully, is able to get to the root of the issue. See what I did there?
Nice.
They spend more time together and feelings start to bloom.
Of course they do. But then what happens is everything's going swimmingly for them, but then someone from the past comes in.
Right, her rich lawyer boyfriend from New York City comes in and surprises her.
And we know he's a jerk because he has to be because she
leaves
him.
Well, he's too busy with work.
Right.
He doesn't have his priorities. Right?
Come on, Olivia.
But Jack does.
Red flags. But then Jack has some troubles too. And so then
there's a misunderstanding.
Exactly. That they don't communicate anything about. And then somehow these two kids end up under mistletoe at the end.
Oh.
And everybody is happy.
It's so good.
It's every plot.
Well, other Hallmark films you can look forward to include The Nine Kittens of Christmas.
Yes!
Also, the Santa Stakeout.
Okay, I got my fingers crossed. Bring it.
A Christmas Treasure. Was it a pirate? I don't know.
Oh, is Christmas Magic on there?
Christmas Magic. No, I didn't see that
one. Oh, come on.
Falling, drifting, spinning around.
This is your favorite.
It's my favorite.
It's because it's so bad.
So bad.
No one to catch me when I hit the ground.
He is playing at the bed of a woman in a coma with a Casio keyboard not plugged in. It does not get better than this.
And also, she's on a hospital bed in the hallway of the hospital because I guess they couldn't afford to get a room.
By the way, she's an angel. So good. I cannot wait.
Christmas Magic.
Yes. All right. Hey, and if you want to experience a little Christmas magic even earlier, you can win $1,000 for you and $1,000. Sorry, wait a minute. For someone that you know that needs it with our Christmas gift away contest going on right now at Way FM. All you have to do is listen for the keyword every hour between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Text that word you hear to 91979 and you could be a big Christmas winner. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the Enneagram is kind of a personality test. You might have heard people saying, what number are you? I'm a 7, I'm a 9, or whatever. That's what they're talking about. It's kind of like Myers-Briggs and stuff like that, but I think it's easier to understand. And for me, it was real specific. Like, it got me really, really well. And so, Gavin, you had found this thing that was like Enneagram and Bible characters or something?
Yeah, it was like taking a Bible character and matching an Enneagram type to that character.
Okay.
And the Enneagram has, it's 1 through 9. And so you have like 9 characters that match all of those qualities. But I'm not the Enneagram expert of this room, per
se. Right, yeah.
Though.
Betty Rock has really dove into this. I've waded into it. I'm an 8. That's like the best number, but that's not important.
That's what an 8 would say.
Exactly. See, you know, 8s, no one gets us, but it's okay.
Well, so the 8 is the Challenger. That's the title.
Oh, who is it? Is it
Well,
Judas?
First, let me tell you.
Judas.
Let me tell you, if you wonder if you're an Enneagram 8, the Challenger is known for being straightforward.
Yep.
You care intensely for justice.
Yep.
And you're very aggressive.
Is it Peter?
It's John the Baptist.
Oh, that's even better.
You get
Peter's
John the Baptist.
Flawed.
So, okay, so moving on. John the Baptist, he wasn't afraid of offending people. So if you remember, he called the Pharisees a, quote, brood of vipers.
Wow.
Didn't care. He corrected the Jews in their belief that salvation was meant only for Jews. He made sure that people knew it was also for us people, too. So he made sure justice was upheld. And then also, if you remember, he called out Herod for the sin that he was doing.
Yeah.
And he was killed for it.
Yeah, but he didn't back down.
Up.
That's right. That's 8. See, I know a lot of people malign the Enneagram 8, but that's all sounds pretty great.
So we posted this article on our Facebook page. If you follow Wally Show, you can see it there. And it's Wally Show at Facebook.
Okay, yeah. So make sure you check that out. I want to get to Gavin's Biblical Enneagram and Betty Rock's Biblical Enneagram, too. And we'll break those down. Because that way, if you know, oh, I'm a lot like Gavin, or I'm a lot like Betty, or I'm awesome like Wally, you'll be able to figure out what your Enneagram is that way as well. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you're a fan of the Enneagram, it's a personality test and you know all about, I'm an 8, I'm a 4, I'm a 3. But basically, it's how you react in different situations and kind of your personality, like Myers-Briggs, just a different way to do it. But Gavin had found an article that compared an Enneagram score of who you are to a Bible character. And so, like, if you listen to the show and you're kind of like, oh, I'm kind of like Gavin, then this will tell you kind of maybe what your Enneagram is and who you're like in the Bible.
So Gavin on the Enneagram, he is a 6, which is the loyalist. And a loyalist is known for their loyalty, their commitment, and also they let fear dictate their choices.
Interesting.
That is so Gavin. Yeah. He's scared of everything.
So the most likely character for you in the Bible is
Judas.
Peter.
Peter! Oh, that's not bad, though.
I'll take it.
Were you saying earlier that he was a hot mess?
He is a hot mess, but he also was the rock on which Jesus built the church. But Jesus also said, get thee behind me, Satan, too. Oh. So.
And he denied Jesus 3 times.
Well, there's that. So Peter declared his loyalty, to Christ. He did that, but then he denied him 3 times.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
He walked on water, but then he sank.
Yep.
And then also, he was so loyal to Christ that he was crucified, but he wanted to be crucified upside down because he didn't think he was worthy enough. Yeah. So that was loyalty as well.
I could see that. Yeah. I could see Gavin not wanting to steal somebody's thunder. Like, that's his thing. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so that's Gavin and Peter. Now, Betty Rock, you are a 9.
I'm a 9, and the 9 is known as the peacemaker. So we're known for being able to connect easily with others, put people at ease, and bring reconciliation in tense moments. So we are most like the Apostle John.
Okay,
Okay, John was called the Apostle whom Jesus loved, so we're the favorite.
Oh.
Also, Jesus asked John to take care of his mother at the crucifixion. We're responsible.
Okay.
We're putting others at ease. And then also, I thought this was interesting, that John is believed to be the only apostle that dies of old age when others were martyred. So we stayed out of the confrontation, and we died of old age.
Nice. Coward, yes.
No,
that's exactly what you do.
Peace. That's what we want. Peace.
There you go. So those are the Enneagram characters, Bible characters. I think it's a fascinating thing. We should probably post that and let people see where it's at.
You can see it on our Facebook page. Just search Wally Show. You'll see it right there on our feed.
There you go. And when I said we should probably post it, I meant Betty's already done it.
Nice.
So nicely done,
like
Rock.
A 9.
Thank you. Yes. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you're going through something, you're like, man, I need more people to pray for me than the few friends in my life, we have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can do just that. You can post a prayer request, people will pray for you, and then you'll even get a notification that says, hey, so-and-so just prayed for you. And like, oh, that's kind of cool. And those notifications seem to always just come at the perfect time, and I think that's God's timing in this. And the prayer requests on the prayer wall run the gamut. There was one that says, my 2 kids and I recently moved out of an abusive home. We're starting over again. I start a new job. We're thankful to have support to watch my kids, but short on cash, looking for that miracle, you know? And so that's one heavy life situation with a lot of uncertainty. And then Tanya, I was offered a position in an organization, gave my current job my notice, realized it's a tentative offer. I'm freaking out. I could be jobless, having major anxiety. And so that's one of the things, regardless of what it is, anxiety is something that we all feel from time to time. And so reaching out for other people to pray for you can bring peace, because that's what God promises, is peace when we lack understanding. And that's kind of what the prayer wall is all about.
So when you go to wayfm.com, you'll see a little option up at the very top that says prayer wall. When you click on that, you'll see this thing that you need to fill out. You can do it anonymously as well if you'd like, but leave your name and then that way that you would like to be contacted. And when people pray for you, they could click this little box and then you get a notification through your email or through your text messaging just saying that somebody prayed for you. If that would mean something to you, it's easy to do. Like I said, just go to wayfm.com and click on that prayer wall button.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with good news. news giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better because the news can be a little heavy some days. So this was kind of cool. There was a couple in Cincinnati that decided to adopt a set of twins. So I'm like, awesome. Adoption is great. But then they found out that the step siblings of these two twins, who were also twins, were also available for adoption. So in one day, they went from two to four, and they adopted both sets of twins.
Wow. That's awesome, yeah. Though. That's so good.
And that's not easy to do. And they said, you know what? We have an empty house, an empty nest, and we ended up with four. And so now they have a full heart.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that.
What do you got, Rock?
Well, there's a video going viral of 23-year-old Sam Waldron. He's reading his best man speech to his brother, Jonah. And the reason it's going viral is because Sam, the best man, has autism, and he's the little brother. So he's reading his speech on this paper, and this is what he had to say.
Jonah, growing up as your little brother, you never looked down on me. Mm. You always remind me that being different is a real strength, not a weakness. You love me just as I am. When I was in school, having you as a brother made my life easier. Oh my God. To this day, you support me. You listen to me. I'm so proud to be your best brother and your best man.
Oh, my goodness. How did everyone not cry at that in the middle of that
He
wedding?
Did really well. He had jokes that were in there
did
and
really?
Everything. Yeah, he did great.
That's awesome. That just tugged at my heartstrings, man.
That's
so
really
that's good.
Sweet.
And right there is why we do Good News Giddy Up, because the rest of the day you're going to see a bunch of garbage on the news. Remember back to this moment that you heard this.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.